Excuse me, you don't have to use those languages.
You
let
have
me know on next Father's Day, so I can give you extra fathers. If you buy five fathers, I can give you two fathers extra.
I'm sorry, but I've never done this as a general manager before, but I'm not going to be able to help you because of the way that you're speaking to me.
I command you to take the order.
I'm not playing no fucking games,
dude. I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making a stupid coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Thanks for calling North BK. Police speaking. May I help you?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, hello, 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 sir. Dickhead.
You're now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Yeah, happy Canada Day to you too, motherfucker. Fucking asshole. Why'd you hang up the phone?
Is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah, I was just trying to be nice and say, hey, all excited because it's Canada Day. I'm proud to be a Canadian, motherfucker. Why'd you hang up the phone like that? I kept trying to say hello, hello, hello. And you were there the whole time. What are you doing? Staring at the phone like a stupid monkey? Like a dumb fucking asshole monkey?
A dumb fucking asshole monkey, really?
Dumb fucking asshole stupid monkey!
Oh my goodness, you're super upset, eh?
Hey. Yeah, can I make reservations for dinner?
What time would you like to come in?
7 p.m. Canadian.
Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I can handle somebody with your attitude in my restaurant, Saint.
It's not your restaurant.
I'm the manager.
Yeah, but it's not your restaurant. You're not the owner or the investor or anything like that.
No, but I'm trusted with managing it.
Not really. You're not
I've
doing
never
real,
actually
not...
had somebody call me a stupid asshole monkey on the phone before.
Asshole fucking stupid monkey. You still... Asshole that's why monkey. You can't... It's true. That's why you can't even say it right, you fucking dick.
And now I'm a fucking dick.
Yeah, how did Canada do in the World Cup?
They're not in it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was right that time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, reservations for 2 at 7? No knives or hot coffee, please?
I don't think so.
I command you.
You command me?
Yeah, I command you to put it in. I order you, as a matter of fact. I go
you
one further.
Me.
I order and command you to do it, yeah.
Okay, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So is it done? Or do you not know
no.
how to do you not know how to write it down?
I don't know how to write it down.
Oh, can you put a man on the phone then?
A man?
Yeah.
I'm the only one here right now.
Hey, can you put a real man on the phone?
No.
I'll take an inferior woman who doesn't have an attitude like you do.
I don't have an attitude. You called me an asshole, stupid.
You hung up the phone on me, motherfucker! You remember that part when you hung up the phone when I was just being nice, saying, hey, like that?
Because you wouldn't talk to me, so I hung up the phone.
I was like, hello, hello, and you're sitting there with the phone in your hand. I hang up 20 seconds later. That was you.
Yeah.
Why did it take you so long to hang up if you were going to hang up? What did you do during those 20 seconds between when I kept saying hello, hello, and you just stood there and then you finally hung it up? It took you a while to hang it up, too.
Every time I said hello, you said, hey!
Why was it so hard to hang up the phone, too? Like, it took you about 5 seconds to hang it up.
Yeah, it was super hard.
It was, because the phone rattled a lot on the receiver, on the base.
It rattled a lot.
It rattled quite a bit, yeah. at least 3 to 5 seconds. Easily 3 to 5 seconds it rattled.
Phone rattled for 3 to 5 seconds?
Yeah, while you were trying to hang it up.
Yeah, it's really hard to hang up a phone.
Why was it so hard? Is it out of reach for you?
Yeah, out of reach.
Yeah, you're pretty stupid. You don't even know how to hang up a phone, right?
Yeah.
You sit there, you stare at it for 20 seconds, and then you struggle for 5 seconds trying to get it to hang up.
Yeah, it rattled.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty sad. And you're the manager? Whose dick did you suck to become the manager?
Who's ever had to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I command you to hang up the phone. I order it. Do it! Fine, all right, we'll stay here. I'll stay here. I don't care, motherfucker. But you're the one that's going to hang up the phone, not me, motherfucker. There, I transferred him to a Hilton. Forget that boy told you, kid. Turn up your shoulders. I'll probably go with the yard. Probably be locked by the frost. Which means they'll probably just hang up on him.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Toronto. Zero for the hotel operator for
good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Beach Guest Service Hotline. Hello?
Hey! God damn. I'll stop doing that.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Toronto.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Hilton Toronto. Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Why did you disconnect the call?
Oh, we take serious...
What?
Serious calls.
I am a serious call.
Oh, I heard somebody screaming.
I was saying, hey, like that, just trying to be nice. And you were being mean and rude and hung up the phone on me. Disgusting.
Oh, so is it are you trying to make a reservation at the hotel?
Yeah, are you West Indian or something?
What does it matter?
Just to know what kind of mindset I'm dealing with. Are you West Indian? You are from the West Indies, aren't you? Disgusting. Anyway, can you guys disable the fire detectors on the third floor? I'm going to be lighting off some fireworks here in a little bit for my kids and family. Hello, Tituba. Tituba. Back of the back. I'm the realest to run it. I just happen to rap. She was West Indian, I could tell. Fuck them. I ain't racist. I really don't get along with West Indian women. Something about West Indian women, they're always mean and nasty to me for no reason. I try to be polite to them and nice, and they're just condescending and rude to me about my way and about me and the way I talk and the way I act. They're so fucking stuck up and snotty, West Indian women, with their big fucking asses and their laughing and their attitude and their big fucking hair.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her. I have tasted the maggots in the mind.
It's calling the wrong number.
I was not offended. For I knew I had to rise above it all.
Thank you for calling Mark Breslin's Yuck Yucks. It's Tuesday, July 1st, and we are out celebrating Canada Day.
Out.
for calling the new Gravity Soundbar. Please leave us a message and your call will be returned promptly.
Sounds like Dialer. Dialer's doing voice acting on the side.
Yeah,
hi, McDonald's in Toronto, Canada.
Yep.
Yeah, how much maple syrup do you guys have there for me to put in my coffee?
Can I help you with anything else?
Yeah, which, how many container things of maple syrup would you give me for each coffee? Two or one?
Well, we can charge you 10 cents per sauce.
It's not a sauce, it's a condiment. How much do you charge for sugar and cream?
10 cents extra.
You charge 10 cents for sugar and cream when I buy coffee?
On the side.
You motherfucker, you. You telling me if I order coffee, I have to pay extra for the condiments for it?
On the side, yes.
You fucking asshole. Do you have iced coffee?
We do.
How much are you charging extra for the milk and cream that's in that, motherfucker?
Does hot cake syrup look like milk and cream?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you then. I ain't paying the 10 cents. I want to see a container of it. I'm taking it.
Are you in Canada?
Yeah. I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation for this.
No problem.
I'm on vacation for 4th of July, American Independence. I came up here. It's you guys love America so much, you're celebrating it here 3 days early for us. It's awesome.
Are we?
Yeah. You guys are partying harder than we do this early. I'd like to make an order.
What kind of order?
One coffee.
What kind of coffee?
One hot coffee.
How would you like it?
Cooked, hot, brewed, hot.
Yeah, we do have hot.
Mm-hmm, with water.
How do you...
With coffee beans, made with coffee grinds, grinded coffee beans and hot water.
You would rather come to the store and...
No, I can't leave.
No, I'm sorry, but don't do delivery, that's why.
Well, I'm going to go pick it up. I command you to do it.
Then come to the store because it doesn't take a...
No,
I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker, you heard that. Thank you.
afternoon.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Good, good.
He's talking.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, you're open today?
I can't hear you properly. Can you dial it again, please?
You open today, motherfucker!
Yeah,
Yeah?
Yeah, we are open.
Oh, why you stop talking? What happened? Blim, 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 blim. First of July. Yay.
You too. What's up?
Hey, can I let off some fireworks in there in the parking lot for my family?
Where you want to do, sir?
Yeah, let off some fireworks. Let off some fireworks for Canada Day. I want to be like,
Yeah, sure.
Okay, how much is your gasoline going for a gallon?
For a gallon, sir, I cannot calculate. I command you.
I don't buy it by liter. I buy it by the gallon only.
Oh, you buy galler.
Gallon.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Gallon will be, sir, $4.50.
That's pretty expensive. All right, so I think one of those, and I'm gonna do like a big circle on your parking lot with gasoline, with petrol, whatever you call it here. I'm gonna make a big circle and a smiley face, and then I'm gonna put
not a problem.
Yeah, and about a 50-pack of fireworks, and I put them all in the middle, and then
I'm gonna
throw a match in the middle.
Sounds like a blow, bro.
Yeah. Would you like that?
Yeah. And then, absolutely.
Do you have sister?
No.
Oh, do you have mother?
Not right now.
Oh, but maybe we'll get your mother and I'll throw her in the middle of the fire. And be like, burn
it. Oh, is it?
And I'll say, burn in hell, stupid son of a whore. Mother of a whore.
Okay.
Yeah, mother of a bastard. And then we'll get all five of your fathers and bring them and throw them in the fire, too.
Okay. Come on, bro. That's not right. I did with your sister and mother like that. You cannot do like that to me. All
yeah.
Right?
Well, that's why I'm going to fuck up your mom and your five fathers. I'm going to burn them.
No problem, bro.
I'm going to send them to hell. Hey, are you Banchod?
What is it?
Are you Banchod?
What does it mean?
Sister fucker.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you know.
I know.
Oh, you fuck your sister, right?
Yeah,
oh,
and I'm motherfucker. I'm motherfucker. I fuck your mother, too.
Perfect, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll do it while you're watching. She's going to put two fingers on my asshole, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, I want you to fuck a pig while I'm watching, and the pig's
no
going to, there's going to be pig vomit everywhere, and the pig's going to throw
you,
up.
You're just going to talk on the phone, or you want to do it, bro?
Yeah, all right.
Just
I'll be right.
It,
when's
you
your
know?
Break? When's your break, motherfucker?
Yeah, just do it.
Okay, call your mother to come down and your five fathers.
Sure.
And I'll be there, okay?
Sure. What time are you going to be here?
1 hour. Call them now. Call mother.
No problem.
Call mother. Yeah.
No problem.
Call
right.
mother. Yeah, okay.
All right. Thanks for your call, sir.
I love you.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Like fucking Street Fighter. Perfect.
Thank you.
Wayne Gretzky, Toronto. Emma speaking.
Oh, my God. Did you hear? Wayne Gretzky died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, he was just in a plane crash.
No.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. The plane fell over British Columbia. They're searching for the plane wreckage now. They're showing live video. It's on the news TV. You should change your television channels to the news feed, to like CNN or something, but they're showing it now. There's a helicopter going in circles, and it shows the plane crash and the smoke coming out of it. And they're showing a picture.
Really?
They were showing a picture of Wayne Gretzky, yeah, and it says whatever year was born till 2014, it says.
I'm having a hard time believing that. Yeah, I have the news on.
Yeah, on the bottom, it says Canada Day tragedy.
Really?
Yeah. All right, I'll keep you posted, all right? But you should change those channels because if it's not on the news channel you're watching now, it should be coming on any second. I'd imagine they're going to break into it.
Okay.
All right, honey. All right.
Okay.
Okay, God
Thanks
bless
for
you.
Calling.
Uh-huh, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh my God. I want to make an order.
Sure. Can I get a name for the order?
My name is Benjamin De Salvatore.
Okay, what can I get for you?
One coffee.
Okay, you can just order that when you come in, coffee.
Don't be snotty, I have more things, motherfucker.
Okay, what else do you want?
You don't know what kind of coffee I want, though. Or how I want it.
Okay, what kind of coffee would you like?
One hot coffee with heat.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Got it.
All right. One salad.
What kind of salad would you like?
One main salad, green salad with cold dressing, condiments, some type of beans, nuts.
Okay. Fruit. Like a masculine salad?
Okay. Whatever you say.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, some mescaline.
Okay. Anything else?
One dessert.
So what kind of dessert would you like? We have, like, cookies, brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Both?
One sandwich.
Okay, what kind of sandwich would you like?
One with bread.
Okay, white or wheat?
One meat. One.
Okay, we have lots of sandwiches with meat.
Okay, uh-huh.
So which sandwich would you like?
Meat and bread sandwich.
Okay, well, like, what kind of meat?
One wrap.
Okay. Okay. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm making an order. What's the problem here, goddammit?
Sir, I'm not going to take your order if you're speaking to me like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Manager of Spa Coffee.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Manager.
Yeah.
Can I make an order,
sir, we're not taking... No, we're not making your order.
I command you. I command you.
Sir, we're not taking your order.
Do it now. One sandwich.
I will block your phone number.
I will report you. I will report you.
Who are you going to report me to, sir?
To the Buffalo store. To the Buffalo store. I'll report you.
Sir?
I'm friends
with... Sir, you can go... Sir, by all means, go ahead and report us.
Sir? Sir? Sir?
Sir?
Sir?
By all means, go ahead and report us.
Mother...
Have a great day, okay?
Fucking asshole. Sir? Sir? Hello? Fucking asshole.
Coffee spot on. This is Karen. Could you hold on for a moment?
No.
What can I do for you?
Well, I tried calling the Elmwood location to complain about the Toronto location on Bremer Boulevard, and they picked the phone up and hung it right up on me.
I'm very sorry about that.
So what's going on here?
Hold on one moment.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. Can I direct you to our corporate office, which will be able to help you with the Toronto location?
Well, what's the deal? I was trying to make an order. Can you take my order then for me?
This is the location in Main Street.
That's
Williams.
Yeah, I know. I'll pick it up.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
What can I get for you?
All right. One sandwich.
Which kind of sandwich would
with,
you like?
With bread.
What kind of... What did you want it?
Meat.
Like,
meat.
What kind of meat?
With meat.
Yeah.
Meat, bread, dressing on it, cheese, some vegetables, and one breads on it. Cut diagonally.
Yeah, we have a whole array of sandwiches.
Okay.
I mean, we have like a chicken pasta.
Yeah.
What, which kind did you want? We have a turkey, we have roast beef,
Yeah, one meat.
I have a tuna.
One meat, yeah.
Well, did you want turkey or roast beef or...
Just the sandwich, whatever comes with the sandwich.
Okay. I'm very sorry, we have a whole
okay.
bunch of sandwiches.
Okay, great. All right, one wrap?
Yep. You want a wrap instead of the sandwich?
No, I want a wrap with on the side for the sandwich. The sandwich is for me and the wrap is for someone else. One wrap with meats, cheese on it.
What? I'm really sorry. What kind of wrap did you want? We have a chicken feta wrap.
It should be in a white or wheat tortilla.
Okay, yeah, that option comes with any of our wraps.
Great, okay. All right, and then one soup.
I'm very sorry. I'm having a misunderstanding with you right now.
Is there a man I could talk to who could take the order who might not have problems understanding orders?
Let me direct you to our manager. It'll be just a moment, please.
It is a man, right?
No, she is a lady, but she is very capable of handling her job.
That's unfortunate.
All right, well, she's the only manager we have right now.
That's a pity. Okay.
Okay, it'll be just a moment.
It's the best you can do. Okay.
Hello, how can I help you?
Yeah, I understand. I know that you're not the best case scenario here since you're a lady, but the...
Excuse me?
I know that you're not the best case scenario here since you're not a lady, but I think if I talk slow and condescending to you, you might be able to understand my order.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand why you're speaking to me like that.
Well, I mean, because I understand if you're a manager, as long as your superiors are, you know, good at what they do, you should be basically capable of doing stuff like handling an order over the phone. That means you're above the pack of most of the women workers there. So I think you should be able, if any woman is going to be able to take my order and help me, it's going to be you, right?
Yes, I am the general manager here.
Generally, yeah. Okay. That's nice, honey. That's great. Okay. So can you take my order, please?
I'm sorry, sir. Is there an issue because we're women that work here?
I'm trying
to
make.
Are you having an issue with that?
Well, no. I was making an order, and there was a woman that was taking my order, and she didn't, because she's a woman, she probably didn't understand, like, how to process the order and write it down. She kept asking a lot of questions.
Because there's a lot of questions that we have to ask with the order to get your order correct.
Yeah, but these were silly.
But if you think
these were silly questions of hers, like basic stuff she wasn't understanding, like common sense, you know?
Can you explain to me what common sense that she was, what she was asking you?
Yeah, like what kind of, what name of it? She said that they all have this, that all. She told me useless information like all the sandwiches have meat. I mean, obviously, of course, all the sandwiches have meat. I don't understand why she would even say something like that. She's like, they all have bread, and she said all the coffee here is made with water. She was telling me, he's like, I understand this. I think she's being kind of rude and condescending to me because of my accent. I think that might have been what it was. But that's okay.
Sir,
what?
I'm sorry, but I've never done this as a general manager before, but I'm not going to be able to help you because of the way that you're speaking to me.
I command you to take the order and help me. I order you.
Please don't call back here.
Or what? What she's going to do, call Susan B. Anthony?
Canada, how may I help you?
Hi.
Hi. Yes. The tickets, what time are you open normal hours today, boy?
9 to 11.
Oh, 11 p.m. then, right? Oh, yeah.
That's correct.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right, good deal. And it's how much for adult admission?
$29.98.
It's not weird if a man comes in by himself, right? Like, he's wouldn't get giggled at or anything like that, right? And I'm going to be bringing my baseball bat and my wheelchair. I'm sure that's not a problem, right?
As long as you coat check them, yeah, that's fine.
What do you mean coat check them?
Like, coat check the baseball bat?
No, I want to bring it in with me.
Yeah, you won't be allowed to do that.
Why?
Sorry, why?
Why?
Because it's an aquarium. There's fish tanks everywhere, sir.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm going to be attacking the fish tanks. Unless I have, like, a seizure. It happens sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know that for sure. So we would get you to check the baseball bat if you wanted to bring that to the aquarium.
Okay, I have also one of those extendable batons. But it's smaller than, like, my hand. So you guys would...
Do you have any reasonable questions, sir?
Yeah, because I want to protect myself.
From what, sir?
From the collards.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, you too. It's not the colored people, it's the colors that give me seizures.
Thank you for calling Ripley's Aquarium of Canada.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we...
Is the Aquarium of Canada, how may I help you?
Listen, it's not colored people. I didn't mean it for it to sound like that. It's actual colors that give me, like, seizures and stuff like that. I find that if I have something to protect myself from the colors, it does something in my subconscious where I don't actually go into a seizure.
Okay, sir, we still wouldn't let you bring, like, a weapon into the aquarium, which is what you're requesting of me?
Well, it's actually a keychain.
Sorry?
It's a keychain. Unless I expand it, it's a keychain. But when it comes out, it's like a 10-pound... long iron rod, basically, that you can use to swing at stuff or swing at people to defend myself. And I swing at
I'm gonna hang up on you unless you... Yeah, I've already said no to bringing a weapon into the aquarium. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah. Can I touch the glass on my hands?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Good. 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 Is there a limit to how long I can hold my hands up to the glass?
No, sir. Not that I know of.
Okay. What about my shoes? Can I wear those?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm sure kicking at the aquarium is frowned upon, correct?
That's correct, sir.
But nothing that would keep me from wearing, let's say, like really hard-toed shoes or anything like that?
No, sir, not that I know of.
Okay. I drive a motorcycle. Do you have special motorcycle parking?
No, sir, we do not. There's parking in the area that closest to the Metrotronic Convention Center.
Okay, and then I always bring in my motorcycle helmet. I usually wear it while I'm indoors and everything.
Yeah, that's okay.
I can wear the motorcycle helmet indoors?
I see no issue with that, sir.
Okay, and then, so then what I could actually do, instead of bringing anything in, I can just like kind of get in a football position and do like a crouching start and then run head first into things? That's an option.
Sure, I don't understand the, nature of your call.
Well, I want to see if I can run head first.
You want to break things at the aquarium is what you're telling me.
No, I want to run into things with my head wearing a motorcycle helmet coming out of a three-point football stance.
We won't let you do that here, sir.
But I'll be able to get a few hits in.
Sir, I'm not paid enough to actually care about this call right now if you're just going to be trying to joke with me. So.
What was your name then? So that I'll make sure you're the guy that lets me in and everything.
My name's Andrew.
By law, you have to let me bring in my service horse also. I have a service horse.
Okay, sir.
Yeah. It assists me with stuff. I ride the service horse so I don't have to use my feet so much. When I'm inside, it goes inside, and it just clops here and there, and it poops and stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay. Can my horse drink out of the fish tanks at all, the aquarium tanks? He gets thirsty.
Sir, I don't know how funny you think you are, but you're not very funny at all.
You don't think I'm funny, motherfucker? Well, I think I'm funny, and there's a lot of people who think I'm funny. Asshole.
That's good, sir.
Okay, who talked to you? Cracker? Is that who talked to you?
Sorry?
Was it Cracker that talked to you? Who was it?
No, sir.
I'm not funny? Cracker or KDK? Who was it? Motherfucker. Thanks a lot, Cracker. I don't get paid enough to care about this phone call. He's honest. He's an honest cat. Yeah, I need one.
You need a what?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that?
With bread meats.
Sorry, I don't understand. This is a Subway.
Yeah, I'm ordering one sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to pick up?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Which one you need it?
With meat.
What kind of meat?
Yeah. Cold meat.
One second.
Okay.
So cold meat.
Mm-hmm.
We have turkey.
No, don't. I don't need any upgrades. I don't need double meat or cheese or anything like that. No.
You said cold meat, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Thank you. One bread.
One second. Cold meat. We have a lot. We have different kind of cold meat. You have to choose first.
What? You have broken English, right?
You order cold food, right?
I order cold food.
Oh my god! I said what kind of sandwich?
Yeah, I ordered a
Which one?
Sorry,
1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm ordering an order, please.
Yes.
One sandwich?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
How much?
Okay. Which sandwich, sir?
With cold meat.
Okay. Cold cut?
No, just meat.
Meat, right?
Uh-huh.
But which meat, sir?
With bread, meat, cold meat, and one dressing, one cheese.
Yep, and what kind of meat, sir?
One greens.
Like turkey, ham?
No, I don't want any upgrades. I don't want double meat or double cheese or toasted, nothing like that. Just a sandwich, please. Thank you.
Okay, it would be 960 total.
Okay. You didn't ask what I wanted on it.
Do you want in half?
No, you didn't ask what I wanted on it.
Yeah, I'm asking you, right? What kind of meat?
Okay, and I told you, yeah, one cold meat.
But which cold?
Cold.
C-O-L-D, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cold.
Yeah, very good.
But so what kind of cold meat? Because we got a variety of cold meats, like turkey, ham.
No, I don't want any upgrades. I don't need any double meat, like you're saying. No, I don't need that. I don't want. It's too much money for extra stuff like that. No.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
But sorry, we don't do any cold stuff, sir.
Okay, one banchod?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one marachod?
Yeah.
Okay.
And?
Yeah. Hep.
You want bosrichod as well?
Yeah, I want your sister.
Okay.
Put sister back
Talk
on foot.
Your mother, right?
Yeah, I'll put sister back on foot so I can chudi her.
Yeah, same as you.
Chudi sister. Oh, yeah. Sister makes sandwich and I chudi you while you make sandwich. Oh, yeah, that's you. Oh,
no
sister.
Problem.
Oh, sister.
I just got your number. I'm just calling to the 911 and just giving your number, right?
Oh, tell them you chode sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell to your mother, right? And
yeah.
Tell to your sister, okay?
Motherfucker.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he understood that one. Yes, I need 5 spaces up here immediately.
Sorry, 5 spaces?
Mm-hmm, and we need to discontinue the fire service, the fire alarm, and the water sprinklers. If you could turn them off on the 3rd floor.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I need you to turn off the fire system, fire suppression, because I'm going to be lighting off some fireworks for 1st of July. Inside
You're calling to the hotel.
Yeah, I'm inside the hotel. I'm going to light off some fireworks.
Okay. So you're going to light up fireworks in the building?
Inside the elevator.
Inside the elevator.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is Jill. How may I help you?
Hey, is this stupid Japanese people food?
Yes, Japanese food. Japanese and Korean food.
Stupid Japanese Korean food. Okay, I want to make an order. Want kimchi?
Kimchi?
Yeah, how long after I eat the kimchi until I take a shit in the toilet?
Toilet?
In a toilet.
Toilet.
Uh-huh.
This one?
Yeah.
Kimchi.
In the toilet. Shit in the toilet.
Do you want to pick up?
Yeah. I'm going to pick up. I'm going to shit in the toilet after I eat it.
Okay.
Yeah.
maybe kimchi 5 minutes?
Well, yeah. It takes 5 minutes after I eat the kimchi to take a shit.
I don't know.
How long it take?
Maybe just kimchi?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
In 5 minutes, I'll take a shit in the toilet? I'm gonna eat it in your toilet.
In toilet?
Yeah.
In your house?
No, your house. Your restaurant.
No.
Yeah.
You can eat in toilet.
Yeah, I want to eat in the toilet. I want to eat kimchi in the toilet.
No, you cannot.
You come with me and come into the toilet with me and eat with me. I would take off my clothes and you take off your clothes and I eat in the toilet.
Oh, no.
And then I
on.
Fuck you. I fuck you. You like fuck? Huh?
No.
You don't like
sorry.
Fuck? You like to make sorry. Fuck? You like make fuck?
Do you want to pick up or not?
Yeah, I want to pick you up and chod. I want to chod
no,
you.
No, no, not me.
Yeah,
do
you.
Wanna
you. I want to pick
no,
up you.
Come on.
I want to pick up you. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You don't want to order?
You have sexy hair, sexy body.
No.
Uh-huh. No.
Thank you for calling Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes only.
Thank you for calling Medieval Times. This is Wendy.
I don't know who that yellow frickin' knight is, but I was over there doing the show thing over there, eating the food with my wife and watching the show, and that yellow knight motherfucker, you know who that is?
Unfortunately, we have 9 castles, so you've called the National Call.
Yeah, well, he, great, because he threw a rose at my wife and was like, you have a sexy body, sexy hair, he said to my wife and everything. And then he was fighting, and he won the whole thing, and he kept looking at my wife, and he was like doing his hips, going back and forth, while he made 2 fists with his hands, and he was going back and forth with the hands, and going back and forward with his hips, like that, like it was, He was doing that.
Which castle did you go to?
The one in Toronto.
Okay, so the one in Toronto, you're going to want to talk to our human resources.
Yeah, who's the? I'm going to kick the shit out of that motherfucker is what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm liable. You know what I'm going to do? Those motherfuckers, you guys sell those swords there, right? You know what I'm going to do?
Absolutely.
I'm going to buy tickets for the next show, and I'm going to be sitting there eating, and I'm going to buy a sword. I'm going to be sitting there eating the chicken with my hands, and I'm going to stand up and yell really loud with a megaphone, I am the next challenger, and I'm going to jump onto the arena floor, and I'm going to slap him in the face with an iron glove and challenge him to a duel. And I'm going to fight him to a duel with the sword. And at the end, I'm going to make him kneel in front of me. And then I'm going to make him perform oral sex on me in front of all the people there, all the families on vacation and everything.
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't sound like something that your wife would enjoy. And, of course, the security would probably have something to do with that. But
what does that mean, motherfucker?
That just means that you would have to talk with somebody in the human resources department at that castle.
But are you some kind of PR? Are you some kind of communications major PR bitch?
I may or may not be, but unfortunately I cannot answer that question for you.
Fucking asshole. I command you to transfer me.
Absolutely, sure. Just one moment.
Thank you for calling Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament, celebrating 30 years of great family entertainment. Interested in booking your tickets online? It's safe, it's fast, and it's easy. Visit our website at www.medievaltimes.com and purchase your tickets now. Don't forget to ask about enhancing your Medieval Times experience by purchasing exclusive upgrades like the King's Royalty and the Celebration Package. Ask your operator for details. At Medieval Times, you'll be served a feast fit for a...
Via IP office.
Tamara.
If not available, to leave a message, wait for the tone.
Tamara.
Thank you for calling Medieval Times Dinner and Turner. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes only.
Thank you for calling Medieval Times. This is the maiden of the castle, Eva. How may I be of your service?
I'm very upset at you people right now.
How can I assist you, my lord?
I've never seen the worst display ever at a dinner theater show. It was dishonest, and it was slapped in the face to me and my family that had to pay money to go watch this crap.
Okay, for which castle location so I could direct your call?
In Toronto.
In Toronto? Okay.
Listen, the Green Knight, he cheated. The whole time, he was cheating the whole tournament.
Okay.
He won and he cheated. He won and he cheated.
Okay. And I apologize for that. The shows are pre-practiced prior to the show time.
What are you talking about?
I could direct your call and
Do you mean the tournament wasn't even real?
The tournament, the fight while they practice, they do get hurt. But it's an act.
You mean that wasn't a legitimate tournament to the death that I just watched?
It's a show, my lord. It's a show.
Oh my goodness.
How can I assist you besides that?
Well, the bartender at the castle, he said he was gambling with me. He said that he had inside information that the Green Knight was gonna lose. So I bet $100. I bet $100 with one of the bartenders that works at Medieval Times.
Okay, unfortunately, and then, I cannot help you with this.
And then I went back. I lost. And, I lost $100 on the bet. And when I asked the other guy, I said, I thought you had inside information. He's like, no, the Green Knight cheated the whole time. That's why.
Yeah.
He said the Green Knight cheated the whole tournament. I'm taking it serious like wrestling. You think there's some whacked out of his mind fucking person who is an adult and think that shit in Medieval Times is real? He's probably really into wrestling too. Probably MST3 Clay. I bet you MST3 Clay would go to Medieval Times and be like, you're fucking cheating! He would gamble. Oh, shit. What the fuck? Who believes that? I got inside information. The Blue Knight's gonna win tonight. She calling me her lord, my lord. I'm sorry, my lord. They gotta talk to people in that Medieval Times bullshit just like they do when you go there. Fuck me.
Victoria Theater, this is Kenya. How can I help you?
Oh, are you colored?
Excuse me?
Are you colored?
I'm sorry?
Are you colored?
I'm not understanding you.
Colored.
What is colored?
Like, do you have a skin problem?
No, I do not.
Okay, I could have sworn with a name like that. I was curious about renting out your facilities there.
Okay, one moment, please.
God damn it. I didn't like that idea. Fuck it.
Good afternoon, missionaries of the Precious Blood.
Yeah, hi, Precious Blood.
Yes?
Do you have get-togethers there?
No. What is regarding?
Regarding the Precious Blood.
Okay, I don't know what you're interested in.
The society gets together occasionally, right?
Yes.
Okay, when is that meeting next happening?
I don't know. I don't know. What kind of a meeting are you interested in?
Well, whenever the planning happens.
The planning for?
Or the prayers or the rituals, you know, where you get the blood and you put it all. I want the blood on me and over me and inside of me.
Well, you know, we don't have time for this nonsense.
I
want to
put the precious
day.
Blood of God
out of.
Good afternoon, missionaries of the Precious Blood.
I want the precious blood of Jesus inside of me.
Well, I don't know what. Perhaps you should talk to your local pastor. He might be able to help you.
Yeah, because then I can masturbate while the blood is in me while I'm drinking it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is... My mom would kill me for doing this if she was alive and around and listening.
Good afternoon, St. Joseph's Church. May I help you?
Yes, God bless you.
You too.
Oh, good. I want the precious blood of Jesus Christ inside of me.
Well, you have to go to church for that.
I know. I want to have it inside of me, and I want it to give me its strength and its powers. Right? You know what I
mean? Right.
You know when you have the strength of God's power and Jesus' powers inside you, and it comes out of your hands and everything? Yeah, and I want to, like, put my hands out of people and go, like that, and Jesus' power comes out and knocks them over.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll get an erection from Jesus' power inside of me and ejaculate. Quick on the draw, those churchers. So now I'm rolling down the trail with a shotgun. People ain't seen the crowd. Get mad since they crap.
So now I'm rolling down the trail with a shotgun. Don't they begin?
Yeah, hi. I have a question about your office furniture here. I guess it got delivered by you people here, some of these chairs. The ones that
okay, who is your salesperson?
What?
Who is your salesperson?
Shut up. What do you mean?
Who's your salesperson?
United Machines.
Okay, let me see who is your salesperson so I can get you.
Oh, his name is Al.
Okay. Al's in a meeting.
Okay.
Let me see if someone is it someone was something delivered wrong?
Well, we're trying to figure it's a piece of crap. So we're trying to figure out how much gasoline we need on each one to burn it.
For APG office furnishings, okay. Do you want me to leave him a message? Because
no, we want these answers now. I have the can of gasoline now. We put all the furniture outside, and we're going to burn them one by one until he gets his ass over here to fix the problem.
Your name, sir?
Al.
Your name is Al?
Yeah, last name is Abia.
And you're calling from where, Mr. Abia?
Al Abia. No, come on. I will need you to get Al out of that meeting and on the phone with me now, or there's going to be trouble.
Just a moment. Sir, if you can continue to hold, I'm trying to get someone on the phone for you.
Must take a soul on to get motherfucker on the phone.
You are Al Abia?
Yeah.
And that is the name of your company?
Al Abia and Associates.
Thank you.
Is she saying really he's from Al Abia and Associates? Great. Al Abia and Associates. Oh, God. Al Abia. It sounds like a Saudi Arabian company, Al Abia and Associates.
Sir, what number are you calling from, please?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hello?
What number are you calling from, please?
From Woo-Woo. Come on. I don't want to give a number out, motherfucker. I don't have a number. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't have a number.
Thank you for calling Spaghetti Warehouse. This is Fat Albert, man.
Hey, how you doing, Fat Albert?
Good, man. How are you?
What?
Good, how are you?
I want to make an order.
All right.
One spaghetti. What would you like? One spaghetti.
Spaghetti with meat sauce?
Boiled.
Okay. Would you like a super salad
with
those?
With meat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, and Would you like a super salad with that?
One salad.
Okay.
Okay. I need
what kind of dressing?
One salty dressing.
One say it again?
One sister.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're
one
saying.
One sister.
What is that?
Ooh.
We have French ranch house dressing.
What's French? Oh, I'll take French.
Okay. All right, sir, it comes with sourdough bread, if that's all right.
Shove it up your ass. I don't want it.
Okay.
No,
we have a name for that under?
Huh?
Do you have a name to put it under?
Alabia.
Alwabia?
Abia.
Avia?
Yeah.
Could you spell it for me?
First name Al, last name A-B-I-A.
A-V-I-A.
A-B as in boy, I-A.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, sir, we'll be ready for you in about 10 minutes.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Whatever, I need to take a break because I'm losing powers. And I got to run some laundry, so it's going to be a long break. It's going to be a long break, but I'll be back and I'll do a few more hours. Oh, here's some Guns N' Roses on 98.6 The Mound.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yes, it's a long way of Testa, Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
UALC.
Hey, what's up, my man? Salaam alaikum, my brother.
Walaikum salam.
What's up, man? I want to join y'all. What I got to do?
Well, no.
What I got to do, man? I got my beret, man. I got my beans.
Hey, you need to get over
I'm
here.
Ready.
Get over here, like, quick. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that black power, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Marching.
Black
marching.
Marching. Oh, man, come on.
Shit, man, I'm going to get in one of them stomp lines.
Hey, stomp the yard. Stomp the yard.
Yeah, what's up, man? Tell me something. So tell me something. Preach on me.
Preach on you? Well, now.
Yeah.
We, as a people, you know, first I need you to start with, you know, repeat after me.
Uh-huh.
Say, I am somebody.
I am somebody.
That's what I'm talking about. I am
That's what
somebody.
I am somebody. I know. I feel you. I am somebody. You know what I'm saying? I always felt that. You know what I'm saying? I've been telling everybody that last week.
Oh, yes, sir, my friend.
All right, so what else I got to do? What's step number two?
Oh, step number two. Oh, wow. All right. It's pretty late here.
Okay, hold on a second, man. I got somebody who wants to talk to you real quick.
All right, I'm on, man. Will, they're on their way here.
Hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
This is the White Devil. This is the White Devil. We are going to take all your money. We are going to enslave you with money.
Oh, wow.
Money and gold. We like to sell you rings. We sell you people diamonds. And you buy our diamonds.
Okay. Well,
we own KFC.
Wow. Very good. All right.
And we grow the diamonds with our seeds. We are genetic engineers.
All righty then.
We buy stock in Fubu.
All righty then. Wow.
Farrakhan is a bastard. Farrakhan is a devil. He works for the white man. He is just leading you astray.
Okie dokie now.
We are going to come and take all your African hats.
Alrighty then. Yes, sir. Very good, Mr. Devil it was?
White Devil. That's White Devil.
Mr.
White Devil. Master. Bastard.
Mr. White Devil. Very good. Alright. Yes. Very informative. And thank you for that bit of information, sir.
You know, I actually like your women. I like their big asses. However, they need to straighten their hair.
Well, now, if you spoke a little clearer, I might be able to understand all that.
Let me clear the thunder out. Hold on a second.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, can you understand me?
Loud and clear, Mr. White Devil it was.
Okay, well, here's what's going to happen. I am going to create a new drug. First, I created heroin. Next, crack cocaine. You know what my new drug is?
Is it rap music?
No, it's going to be a diamond you can snort.
A diamond you can what?
A snort? Diamond you can snort, or freebase.
Well,
by the way, I gave Richard Pryor his freebase.
Wow, what a bargain.
What yes, and he ran down the street going, wow, is it?
What a...
Like anybody.
What a bargain. Man.
Yes, he loved it. Now, listen, I must bid you leave right now.
Yes, sir.
I am going to hang out with Colin Powell and take the rest of his soul.
Hey, handle your business. Handle your business. And by the way, you're doing a great job.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm very proud of my work.
Yes.
And the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to the white party with P. Diddy. You know why he has the white party? It's in honor of me.
Yes, very good. All righty then.
All right, well, you have a good sleep, and if you ever want to sell your soul to me, just call on White Devil. He'll be right down. We are three, and we are one.
Okie dokie, White
Devil. Goodbye, my son. Goodbye, my son.
I'm not your son, but hey, peace out.
Well, you're not my son because I disowned you, but if you ever want to sell your soul, just let me know. If you ever want to work for the man, I'm here for you.
All right. Very good.
All right. Have a good sleep, and praise White Devil. Goodbye.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Thank you for calling Spaghetti Warehouse. Pat, how may I help you?
Yeah, I had a call earlier for that order.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that ready yet?
Yeah, it's ready.
Go ahead and cancel that. I don't like spaghetti.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like spaghetti, so you can go ahead and cancel that.
All right, thank you.
All right,
bye.
Thanks, bye. Yeah, see, I canceled it. Hello.
How may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Okay. Is it a catering order or a pickup order?
A pickup order. Hello. Hello.
Okay. Give me 1 second, please.
Hurry up.
Thanks for holding this, Dwayne. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to make an order. One sandwich.
Okay, what sandwich?
With bread.
Okay, what type of bread would you like?
Yeah, one sandwich with bread. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, one meat.
Okay, what type of meat?
The cold meat.
Okay, we have ham, turkey.
No, no upgrades. Nothing like that. Just cold meat.
Okay, if you go online, you can
no,
see our
no, no, no. No upgrades. No, thank you.
All right, then.
I can't afford the upgrades. I just want to get the regular thing. Me, 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 me.
Red Brown Street.
What was that about?
What was what about?
You hung up on me.
Did you decide what type of meat and bread you wanted?
Yeah, cold meat, one white bread.
Okay, what type of meat? Ham or turkey?
Pork.
We do not carry pork.
Oh, I guess. I guess turkey then, because you don't have ham.
I said we had ham. Sir.
I said pork, and you said we don't have pork.
Okay, what do you want on your pork sandwich with on white bread?
Dressing.
What type of dressing?
Cold dressing.
All our dressings are served cold. All
right, one coffee.
Okay, what flavor?
Hot coffee with water. Brewed hot with water.
Okay, what else?
A container.
All right. Do you want a small or large coffee?
Large is fine.
All right, can you hold on a minute, and I'll get somebody else to help you with this, okay?
No.
For holding this, Matt. How can I help you?
Hey, I was just talking to you.
Yeah?
All right, so what's the total?
What was the order again?
One sandwich.
With the bananas and peanuts?
No.
Which sandwich was it again?
With meat.
Which kind of meat?
Cold meat.
The cold meat?
Mm-hmm.
We only sell warm meat here, though.
Okay. All right, we'll do that, then.
Sometimes we sell lukewarm.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Okay.
All right. One bread?
We actually don't have bread here.
Okay.
Either.
You don't have bread at Panera? Okay. Okay. Okay, asshole.
Okay.
All right, that's motherfucker. That's... Labia.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Bitch. Bitch woman.
What else you got?
Some of my bitch.
Yeah? Is this making you happy?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'm
one bread?
I'm going to pray for you tonight, okay?
Oh, that's my line.
No, no, no.
I say that a lot to people. When I argue with people at work, I get into arguments and I yell at my coworkers and I say that about them. I say that to them really loud.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I did it to Doug.
Well...
Doug at work. I yelled at Doug at work, and I said I was going to pray for him.
Well, I'm going to do the same for you. How about that?
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll be better, and we'll be able to get that cookie sandwich.
I command you to... I don't know. I didn't say cookie, but I command you to hang up the phone. I command you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have Jesus' precious blood inside of me.
You have Jesus' precious blood inside of you?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I'm skeptical of that.
No, I do. I do.
Is there a way that you can quantify or prove that?
There's not really a test, but I know I feel it inside of me. I'm happy. I have Jesus' joy. I pray to him every night.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should cut down on the curse words, because Jesus doesn't like those. They're said with anger.
Labia?
Yeah.
Like labia?
No, the Prince of Arabia.
Okay. Ha, 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 ha. Prince of Arabia. Ha, ha, ha. Yep.
Pastor Moore.
Yeah, hey, boy, how you doing? God bless you.
Hey, I'm doing good. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, my name is Benny.
How can I help you, brother?
I'm here for the next 4 months on a work contract. I'm from New York, so I wanted to see about coming in. I want to have Jesus' sacred holy blood inside of me.
Okay.
And I want to have Jesus' power and strength inside of me.
Right.
So I can tell the devil no.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I can throw things.
Well, you come
really,
standing, I'm going to be preaching. I'm going to be preaching on...
A motherfucker.
And
I want to throw things at people, you know, with Jesus' power. I want to throw, make things go across the room.
Well, I want to, you know, Jesus Christ will definitely give you power to be victorious.
Yeah.
Going across the room is not really going to profit him any. He wants you to impact people's lives.
Well, that'll impact...
Transforming agents.
Well, if he makes, like, horns grow out of my head and my eyes burn red and I'll jump on a motorcycle and I'll jump off a bridge on my motorcycle and I survive, I think a lot of people will be moved. And when I'm done, I'll be like, Jesus' power and holy blood made me do this and it worked.
Well, let me tell you something.
Motherfucker.
There's a story in the Bible about a man who went to hell and said, Jesus, if you will let me go back and tell my brothers, they'll believe me. And Jesus told him that if I let you come back and tell your brothers, they won't believe me. They didn't believe the word of God. They didn't believe the prophets. They didn't believe what I've written to them. You know, it's not through a bunch of signs and wonders that people believe. It's through transformed, changed lives in Christ.
Yeah, but I'll be a changed man because I'll probably have, like, all these spirits, like, guiding me when I jump off the bridge, and I'll come back and I'll have horns and a tail and
red eyes. But God
doesn't
want you to jump off the bridge.
Oh, okay.
God wants you to, God wants you to do something even bigger than that.
Oh, can he make me fart? Like, can make me fart like a fire out of my ass?
No. That's not a big deal to Jesus.
Oh, but Satan can do
that
for me, right?
What he wants you to do is impact people's lives and change people. You know, if you fart, people are just going to be turned off from you.
Yeah, but a lot of people...
If you get a life that's changed, they will people are looking for changed lives.
Well, he's going about it all wrong. He's going about it all wrong. If he wants to get people to see what's what, then they'll let him do... He should let me do magic tricks like David Blaine.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'd be like,
God doesn't want to do... You know what Jesus says? Jesus says that people who seek after signs and wonders...
Jesus said,
Are an evil generation. That's what Jesus says. Jesus wants to change our lives, and through changed lives, it changes other people's lives.
What?
The Bible says that people who seek after signs and wonders, Jesus said, are an evil generation.
Mm-hmm.
What Jesus wants to do is change our lives so we can change other people's lives. He wants to make a difference in you so you can make a difference in other people's lives.
Well, he's taking his time because I've been sitting here with fish sticks trying to make them multiply into more fish sticks, and it never happens.
Well, God's not interested in those things.
Well, I'm trying
God's
right now. Look.
He is interested in you changing lives.
See, there's still 5 fish sticks here. Watch. Nothing.
You know what, brother? Look.
It
You've
does,
got it all wrong. Jesus
but it's,
not interested in your fish sticks.
But the Bible Jesus said that he can, that why? Jesus' power makes the fish be multiplied in the bread. And I've got 5 frozen fish sticks here, and I've got 2 leftover pieces of bread. And I'm look, watch. See?
You know what?
No
Mr.
more.
Brother,
there's still
not interested in that.
There's still
he's
5 pieces. There's still just 5
he's
pieces.
Interested in changing people's lives. And I think you're reading of the Bible is just about Jesus meeting your needs. It's not about you need to be thankful for the 5 sticks you have. If you'll be thankful for what you have, God will give you more of what you don't
have. Well, I can't stand fish or fish sticks. These have been in my freezer for about 5 months. So it's not for me. It's just to show that I've got Jesus' power. Watch. Nope.
You know, I I think you've got it all wrong about what Jesus wants out of your life.
How long do I have
you
to pray?
You
don't
want to multiply your fish sticks. Jesus wants to change your life so you can change other people's lives.
How long do I have to pray for the fish sticks to multiply into...
you're not hearing me. God's not interested in those fish sticks. He's, you know what? Jesus is interested. You know when Jesus talks about fish?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about fishing for men.
Ooh,
he says that God...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Reaching people, not
touching
for
them.
Fish sticks.
And touching them, right?
Well, Jesus... You touch people's lives not by physically touching them, but by impacting them through your life.
Oh man, you know that trail on the Miami River, the recreation trail. Yeah, there's a lot of. I do some fishing there for men all the time.
I'm not talking about fishing for literal fish. I'm talking about reaching people for Jesus.
Yeah, I know. No, well,
and if you talk about frozen fish sticks, people want to think you're crazy. People want to know what Jesus can do for their life.
But it's fish.
How Jesus can transform their life.
Look, this is the only
not
way
about
you can,
fish sticks.
All fish is processed now. If you can get a fish out of the ocean, it's been processed already. I mean, good luck finding an authentic fish these days.
Well, I think when you read the Bible, you need to understand what Jesus is really saying.
Well, I read Jesus.
He's talking about more
Jesus,
than just little fishing out of seas and oceans.
Well,
I have a doctorate degree in theology.
Okay.
You know,
well, and I read the Bible.
People.
You know, people like you are the ones that try to keep the Bible away from the simple people back in the medieval ages. And you can't hold it back because.
Nobody.
Yes,
I
you are.
For Jesus.
Then why are you saying that you have a doctorate? You have to have a doctorate to understand.
I don't say you have to have doctors. What I'm trying to tell you is that you're not reading the Bible correctly. The Bible is about people, not about frozen fish sticks.
Well, in the Bible, Jesus said he was going to make them fishers of men, right?
That's right. That's
so
what
that,
I'm trying
so
to say. It's
I,
not about fish sticks.
So I go
it's
down
about,
to I go down to the nature people. Trail. I go down to the nature trail, and I met a bunch of men. Like you hang out in the woods. And one of them comes by, and pull your pants down a little bit, and they, you know, you have relations in the woods and everything, and that did nothing.
Oh no, that's wrong.
Well, that's fishing for men. Well, I looked it up. I put in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, fishing for men, and that's what came up is that the men go there and they call it fishing. Is when you go out and you look for another man to be with.
That you know what, brother. You got it all wrong.
But the Bible says this.
Sodom and Gomorrah, and how it was an abomination unto Jesus, you know, unto God. Sodomy, homosexuality is an abomination. But God came not to condemn us, but to love us and to change our lives so we can be what God wants us to be.
Well, I made a mistake then. I thought I was getting closer to God and Jesus by doing this in the woods.
No. No, that's sin. Homosexuality is sin.
Oh, my God.
Because you remember, that's why God brought judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah, because of their sodomy, their sin.
Oh, there's no proof of that. That was before Jesus' time. I'm a Christian.
Oh,
there's proof I don't believe
of that.
In that. I'm a
Even
Christian.
Jesus talked about Sodom and Gomorrah.
No. No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, he didn't.
Jesus never talked about Sodom and Gomorrah.
He talked about how that man had been depraved, and how that man has fallen from him, and even from Adam, that sin passed upon all men.
Yeah, that's what he talked about. He didn't talk about being gay. He didn't talk about being gay.
Jesus, Jesus said all Scripture. He said he's talking about all Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
No, he didn't.
And
no,
all
he didn't.
The Scripture,
no, he didn't.
Old Testament, New Testament. You did. Paul did.
Nuh-uh.
And
Paul did, not Jesus. Paul isn't Jesus. Paul was just some guy.
Well, brother, you need to take the whole word at its. You know, you got to remember, God inspired all the Scripture.
Well, look, I found out that the Old Testament is actually the Jewish Bible, and I don't believe a word that's in that thing. I just believe the
well,
New Testament.
Why does Jesus talk about all the Old Testament prophecies that he
no,
was a fulfillment
I,
of.
I, yeah,
why,
because they twisted
why
the words.
Jesus talk about Jonah?
Because the devil's a snake. The devil's a snake, and he put his words in there.
You know what, brother? Yeah. You got to take all the word. Even Jesus talked about the Old Testament. A lot of the prophecies of Jesus is found in the Old Testament.
Hmm.
You know, I think you need to re-examine some things.
The devil probably put those words in there. That yeah. You know when Jesus was in the desert.
The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
You know when Jesus was in the desert. Jesus was in the desert.
You need to stop being an interpreter of the Bible. You're not smart enough to be the interpreter of the Bible.
Oh, because I don't have a doctorate.
You didn't hear me. You're not smart enough to be the interpreter of the Bible. Neither am I. See, you didn't hear that. I said that. You know, I don't know where you're at, but you're way out there.
I didn't hear you say slavery is an abomination.
Let me tell you something. All scripture is inspired by God, the Bible says.
Even the part about slavery? Even the part about slavery being okay?
Let me tell you something. Slavery's always been a part of humanity. God never agreed with that to begin with.
All right. Well, so homosexuality has always been
a part. But he had to tell, even Paul said, whether you're bond or whether you're free, whether you're black or white, whether, you know, whoever you are, we're all one in Jesus Christ. But I don't know where you're at, but you're argumentative about the Bible. You know, the Bible, the Old Testament, New Testament, is God's Word. And, you know, Jesus was a fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies. Mm.
How big was Jesus' penis?
Huh?
How big was Jesus' penis? Because he had a penis, right?
I don't know where you're coming from.
But I mean, he had a penis, like every man, right? Did he poop and pee and everything like everyone else?
He was a human being.
So he took a big shit and everything all the time?
Well, why do you want to talk about that? That's not even why Jesus Christ came.
He probably farted.
He was 100% man.
So he probably farted. He probably farted and thought it was funny sometimes, right?
Well, why do you focus on that? Because that's not even what Jesus came to focus on.
He came to
save that which is lost.
He was a man. He was a man. He probably laughed when people farted, and he laughed when people fell down on accident.
You know what? I don't know what Jesus did, but I'm sure that he didn't humiliate people.
No, of course, but you have to laugh.
I think he loved people.
You know, one time I came around the corner and I scared my mom, and she screamed, and in the end we all had to laugh.
I'm not saying Jesus wouldn't have a great time. I think Jesus had a great time, but I don't think his life was about farting and pooping. And, you know, I don't know where your mind's at right now. I'll tell you the one thing. Like what Jesus was all about, mm-hmm. He tells us in Luke 19:10, he came to seek and save that which is lost.
Oh, man. Really?
He came to suffer and die for our sin.
Yeah.
The Bible says, for he who knew no sin, talking about Jesus,
yeah. He
knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made in righteousness of God.
So
the Bible says he once suffered for
sin. So he farted when he died, because most people fart and release their bowels and urine when they die.
Why are you worried about that?
Well, because...
He probably did on the cross.
I know, but you know how there was there was an earthquake and all that?
Why do you want to emphasize the humiliation, Jesus? He was humiliated for you and me.
But you know how there was an earthquake on the cross.
He was not a homosexual.
No, no. Well, he probably had an erection when he died, too, because that happens, too, they say.
No.
Yeah. It does.
I think you're focusing on the sexual side.
No, that farts are not sexual.
It's all spiritual.
There was an earthquake. There was an earthquake. There was an earthquake when Jesus died, right?
Well, sure there was.
Well, maybe it was like his fart, you know, that did it.
No,
his final fart. What?
You know what? I don't know what your purpose is calling me, but I'm not talking about Jesus farting. I'm going to talk about Jesus saving. And you got this mindset that is not what the Bible talks about. The Bible doesn't talk about Jesus farting. The Bible talks about Jesus shedding his blood for us, dying for our sins. And I think that when you put your mind off of what Jesus Christ came to do and add things to it, I think that's the devil trying to get you to think about farting things like that.
But everyone farts. Jesus did too. Why is wrong with that? What's so dirty about that?
Because it's not etiquette to fart around people, I don't think.
He wasn't. Maybe he was in the bathroom pooping.
I think Jesus was a man who had etiquette, who had morals, who didn't sin. Jesus was a man. He didn't emphasize farting. Why do you emphasize farting?
But he had bowel movements, and he had sometimes...
Well, sure he did. He was a man like us. But why are you emphasizing all that?
So do you think it smelled bad when he had a bowel movement?
You know what?
What?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Well, what?
I don't know where you're coming from, but this is not what the Bible talks about Jesus doing.
Okay.
It's not about that. Okay. Why you emphasize that? That's not why Jesus Christ came.
Okay.
He came to suffer and die for all of us.
Well, I mean, I was born to do things also, like get married and have children and all that stuff. But I also did some farting and joking around, and I scared my mom once, and I pulled my dad's pants down once when he was holding a coffee pot, and his penis came out and everything.
Do you think that's appropriate?
It was a joke. We all had a laugh afterwards.
But do you think that was appropriate?
No, maybe not.
It wasn't appropriate.
No.
Do you think Jesus would do it inappropriate?
Well, my dad wasn't very happy about it. He went after me, and I didn't know he didn't have any underwear on, and his big private parts were showing and everything, and he was holding a coffee pot. I came up from behind, and I pulled his pants.
But why are you obsessed with people's private parts?
See,
let me tell you something, young man.
Yes?
Young man.
Okay.
You've got some sinful ways in
your thoughts. No, I'm not sexual. It's not sexual at all.
And you need to you emphasize it has to be.
No.
Genitals are sexual. And
they're for the passing of urine and waste, though. Also,
you need to know.
Yes, they are.
That's human anatomy.
Okay,
so the genitals
are not for passing human waste.
But why do you emphasize all this?
I only emphasize on the passing of human waste and whatnot. That's
why.
It. Why? I don't know. I didn't ask if Jesus had sex ever. I would never ask that, because he didn't.
But, I mean, we know Jesus was 100% human, and he was 100% God 100% of the time.
So he probably got erections when he was going through puberty and all that, right? Like everyone, like all other men do?
Let me tell you something. Jesus never sinned.
Well, it's just a reflex. Sinless. A reflex.
No.
Erections
are thoughts.
No.
Of sensual. Yes, they are.
There's reflex erections.
I'm a man.
There's reflex erections. You never gotten a reflex erection?
No. Not without thinking sexually.
Oh,
no,
please.
I haven't.
When you were a teenager and you were going through puberty, you didn't just get an erection and you didn't want to stand up in front of class. That never happened to you?
No.
Well, you must be homosexual then.
You know what?
You must have impotence.
We're done.
Whatever.
You have a good day. I hope you find your way.
Okay. I hope you get an erection one day.
I do with my wife.
Ooh. Yeah? Does she kiss it?
You know what?
What?
This is enough.
No?
This is enough.
Have you had?
This is private.
Okay.
This is private.
Do you have children?
You have children, right?
You have children? Very interesting conversation that was. I need to get a cake there decorated for Pastor Labia.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I need to get a cake decorated for Pastor Labia.
You need a cake decorator to what?
For Pastor Labia. It's his birthday.
Okay. You say you would like to speak to a cake decorator?
What do you do there?
I'm a closer. I don't work.
What do you
cake.
Close? Oh, you're a closer? You like the guy that shoots the guy at the end, the closer? You close the deal?
It's kind of hard to understand what you're saying.
You know, a closer is the guy, that's the person that closes the deal at the end, you know?
No, I'm talking like I closed the department, but...
Oh. Are you closed then? Okay, you're closed. Never mind.
No, we're not closed.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you're there pretty early for the closer.
No.
What do you mean no?
We don't close until 9 p.m.
So why are you there already? If you're starting to close already?
No, I work the closing shift.
Okay.
So we're open until 9 p.m.
Okay. Okay. So what about that message I need put on the cake for the pastor?
Okay. Did you already put in an order? Or
No. It was new. It was for next week.
New? Okay. Okay. Let me get a customer name for pickup.
Okay. Oh, my name? I'll come pick it up. Alex. Alexander.
Alex.
Alex Sauvetier.
A-L-E-X.
Yeah, De Sauvetier.
Okay, and can I get a phone number, please?
Sure. Just a minute here. Yeah, it's
710-2014. 710-2014.
Oh.
2014.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
And the cake size you would like?
Whatever the medium size is. I got a nice message to put on there.
Well, our quarter sheet feeds about 20 people.
All right.
Do we go with that?
Sure.
Okay. And the cake flavor?
Vanilla.
Well, we got chocolate, white marble, and yellow.
All right, white marble then.
You say marble?
Yeah.
Okay. And icing flavor, buttercream or whipped?
Buttercream. Oh, yeah.
All right. And the color of the icing?
Blue. You got blue? Oh, yeah.
All right. And the border?
What about it? Can I get, like, 8-point font?
What is it?
8-point font. Do you have that one?
8.5?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Like, you know, Microsoft Windows on Word, when you do the border, you do the 8.5 one?
Oh, no, I was talking about the color of the border.
Oh, okay. How about white?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like any balloons or roses?
Nope. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah.
All right, and what would you like it to say?
Dear Pastor Labia. No, just happy birthday, Pastor Labia. We all love you. And may Jesus's Sacred Heart and Most Precious Blood be with you for the next 50 years. Make sure 50 is spelled out, F-I-F-T-Y, not just the numbers.
Okay. We hope
You stay here for another 50, that you don't die.
Okay. So you said happy birthday, and how do you spell that?
Pastor, and then his last name is Labia. A-L is his first name. Al. Last name A-B-I-A.
Hold on a minute. All right. So you said happy birthday, Pastor, and then spell that name?
First name, Al.
What's that? A-L?
Yep.
Al.
Last name is A. B as in boy, I-A.
Abia. Abia? Okay, so Pastor Al Abia.
Yep.
Okay, and you spell Pastor P-A-S-T-E-R?
O-R.
O-R?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Happy birthday, Pastor Al Abia. We love you.
We love you.
And we congratulate you on 50 years. May you live another 50 years and stay with us for 50 more years and not die. And then thank you.
Right.
And then signed the staff.
Okay. We were not going to be able to fit that entire message on that.
How many can you fit on there?
Well, it's not about, like, how many words. It's just, like, it's kind of like if you could try not to put every word into it, like, you know.
Well, you can thin out. You can thin it out. You can just use confectioner's paint and thin it out, and just, you know, paint it on with a brush.
Well, that's not how we do it. We do everything in icing bags and airbrush.
Oh, but yeah, you'd use the same stuff. You just thin it out.
Right, but what I'm saying is it's going to be hard to get all of those words on the cake.
Mm. How many cakes do you think it would take for that much?
Well, I meant like, well, all right, so...
And we'll
so
put them together.
Happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
All right, you got happy birthday, Pastor Al-Abia. We love you. And then what's the message you want to get across?
Happy birthday, Pastor Al-Abia. We love you. Congratulations on 50 years of life. And may Jesus' sacred heart and most precious blood be with you. And may you live another 50 years and be with us another 50 years and not die. And then it should say signed, comma, and then the staff.
Okay. On our cakes, we can fit about, you know, a sentence or two on there, not a paragraph.
Well, how many cakes will it take, and we can just put them all together?
I mean, well,
we can make one big cake.
Okay.
And then put Transformers on it. Transformers. Do you have the Transformers?
The Transformers?
Yeah, he really likes the Transformers. He just saw the movie. He loved it.
Okay. If we're going to put the Transformers on there, we are not going to be able to fit a lot of the words on there. We can definitely fit happy birthday, Pastor Al-Abia. We love you. And, you know, congratulations or something. But we ain't going to be able to fit the paragraph that you want on there with the Transformers kit.
Well, maybe just the letters on several cakes, just all the wording, the paragraph. And then one separate cake that has just the Transformers having, like, a big battle.
Well, how many cakes do you want?
Well, however many it takes to get the message across. We'll make, like, a big banner cake.
Okay, well, give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to grab one of my associates and get her
opinion
on this.
Grab her in the ass, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
Go ahead and grab her. Yeah, I'll be right here.
No, what did you just say? That's completely inappropriate, sir.
I didn't know that you were hearing that. I was telling my wife in the background, like, we were kind of joking.
I highly doubt that's even...
I thought you were gone already. That's what she said. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me 1 second.
All right.
No, like, I don't know what to do. He's going to fit all of this paragraph on a couple of tapes. And so far he has, happy birthday, Pastor Al-Abia. We love you. Congratulations. That's
all I got written out before.
Congratulations on making it. I made it with money. And I just wanted to make that in multiple
cases. Okay, sir. I heard what you said that back there. I heard what you were saying.
Okay.
But you said that now, you can't handle this, that you don't know what you can do. Said I'm a bad customer and everything you said?
No, what I was saying is what you said to me on the phone when I said I was going to go grab my employee and see what she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I was saying is I don't think we can fit an entire paragraph on an entire cake.
I didn't say, how many times I got to tell you several cakes?
Okay. Well,
and I know you understand that because I just heard you say to her, he's trying to put it on a couple cakes. So you know I'm saying more than one. Why you go back to just one again? That's not your out. Okay, you don't have an out with that, okay? You don't have an out with that.
Okay, sir, how many cakes do you want then?
However many it takes to fit everything that I've told you. But you still haven't written it all down, you said.
Okay, well, I got... Because this is a little confusing to me, sir, and honestly, I would appreciate if you stopped yelling at me. I'm trying my best here, okay? I'm going to help you get through this. Just work with me, okay?
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
Did you want to put her on the phone? If you
honestly,
can't...
what you... Hmm? I honestly don't feel comfortable doing that, what you said earlier.
I didn't mean for you to say that. I would never say that to her on the phone. I thought you had already put the phone on hold.
Okay, but that just makes me feel uncomfortable to give her the phone.
I know, but you were supposed to hear it, and had you not have heard it... Had I not made
but
the mistake,
I did hurt it.
I know you did hurt it, but if you hadn't heard it, then it would not have been an issue. You would not even know. And I'm not going to talk like that. Like if I would have known you didn't have me on hold or you couldn't hear me, I would not have said something like that. Disgusting. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, okay, so
let's take care of this cake. Now, it's, happy birthday, Pastor Al Abia. We love you. Congratulations.
May the continue. Congratulations on 50 years of life.
Okay.
May Jesus's sacred heart and blessed blood be with you.
Hold on. May Jesus's sacred heart
and blessed blood be
and
with
blessed
you. Blood.
Blessed blood
be with you.
Be with you.
Yeah. May you live another 50 years.
May you live another 50 years.
And be with us another 50 years.
And be with us another 50 years.
And not die.
And not die.
And then sign staff. The staff.
All right. So you want me to put sign the staff?
Yes.
Or like kind of like one of those things, like on a letter, you'd put like a line and then your name.
Yeah, and then the
staff.
Yeah, the staff. Yeah, like that. So put that in your computer and see how many cakes it takes.
Well, we don't do it by the computer. Like we literally just handwrite it on the cake.
So go talk to that cake decorator and ask her. She probably knows better than you, because it's woman's work, you know.
Sure, that's kind of sexist.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying it's her work. She said she's the one that does it, right? But you don't?
No, I don't. Okay. Our cake decorator left, and the other person that's here is just another coworker.
Oh, God. God damn it. When did the cake decorator leave? After you told her all the mean, nasty things about me?
I didn't say anything mean, nasty.
I heard everything you said. You were like, yeah, he said this, that he was going to grab you and all that, that I was going to grab you, and I don't know what
sure,
I'm going
to
do.
I was just stating what was said to me on the phone.
Well, no wonder she left.
I feel about the situation.
But I told you it was a mistake.
I
told you it was a mistake.
It wasn't even because of that. The cake decorator already left at 5 o'clock, and the other person I was talking to is just a coworker of mine.
Well, you're a piece
now
of crap.
She knows. Excuse you?
You screwed it up. You're a piece of crap because she would have answered your question had you not said all these bad, mean, nasty things about me.
You know what, sir? I'm done with this conversation. Have a good day.
No. Finally.
Good afternoon, Casey Talkabout. Bonjour.
Yeah, is Dark Stranger there?
Who?
Dark Stranger.
Dark Stranger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the Taco Bell in Newfoundland, right? Newfoundland? Dark Stranger there. What? I want to press do.
For
press
English? When? No.
Parle anglais?
Pez it.
Shut up and speak up, Canadian bitch.
Someone will be with you shortly.
Motherfucker.
Thank you for calling Crystal Palace Amusement Park. Our office hours are from Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Bullshit.
Supercenter.
If you are calling from a touch tone phone and desire service in English, please press 1 now. If you do not have touch tone,
I have a desire for Dark Stranger.
Regular store hours tomorrow. If you are calling, please hold. Transfer your call.
Walmart security police.
Hi, honey, baby. How are you?
Good.
I'm looking for Dark Stranger. Is she there?
Who?
Dark Stranger.
I don't understand you.
The Dark Stranger. I'm Brian. I'm Brian Rainbow. It's hard to find shit in Canada that would be open today. Canada Day is like the 4th of July, Christmas, and the Stanley Cup Finals all rolled up into one. If you can imagine that. All right, Denny's. A Denny's smoke shop? Nah, they won't be open. Damn it, man. Denny's smoke shop. We need eggs. Man, there ain't shit in Moncton. Moncton. I live in Moncton. Moncton. Let's call it a Holiday Inn. Maybe Dark Stranger's there with Roy. They met at, Comic-Con. They flew back home together.
How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, I need to talk to Dark Stranger.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, my name's Brian. Brian Rainbow. Brian Rainbow.
You had a reservation for tonight?
No. Dark Stranger's there with Roy. They're both there and they're fucking. They met at the Comic-Con, the convention.
Pardon me, I really can't hear you. It's good.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with a Dark Stranger and she's fucking Brad Carter inside
what?
In the hotel. He's fucking her and I want to go down there and make him stop fucking. Because I want Dark Stranger for me.
You want what?
I want Dark Stranger for me, not for anyone else. Only I can have her. And if I can't have her, no one else can. Okay?
I can do nothing for you.
Yeah, you can. You can make them stop having sex.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up now. Sorry, bye.
Please? Please? Oh, man. NBC is gonna flex and cast their
image in you. Welcome to the Greater Moncton International Airport. Bienvenue à l'aéroport international de Moncton.
pour un service en français, veuillez composer le 1. To dial by name, press 2. For airline information, press 3. For airport security or to page a passenger, press 4. For general
airport... page a passenger. Who does that anymore in an airport? God.
Greater Moncton International Airport Security.
I need to talk to Dark Stranger.
Who?
Dark Stranger.
I'm sorry, I have the wrong number.
Well, no, this is the airport.
Yes.
Yeah, I need Dark Stranger page because she's... Because Brad Carter is coming off a plane and they're going to have sex and I don't want that to happen. So can you please page her so I can talk her out of it and tell her no?
Okay.
Did you get the name? Dickhead. Yeah, okay, okay. Disney bought the fantasies of eyes. Brad's flying to Moncton. ABC have sex with this Dark Stranger. We're going to make a baby. I would so jerk off to her. Hey, speak English, motherfucker. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you speak English, motherfucker?
Motherfucker, on me dira pas ça, ok? Merci, au revoir.
Bitch. I guess she understands, motherfucker. They know what that means in Quebec. Oh, they hung up on me. But I'm pretty close from taking another break machine. Ha ha ha. Hee hee ha ha. Is that Denny? I want to make an order. How are you?
Good. Just a minute.
Are you French?
Hello?
Are you French?
Nope.
Thank God. Yeah, okay. I want one eggs.
Just a minute, please.
Fuck.
Hello?
Yeah, one eggs.
No, what word did you use just now?
What? I said one eggs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. One meat.
Okay.
One bread.
Okay.
One fucker.
What?
One fuck.
You want to come here and take it?
Come. Yeah, I'll come take it out of your ass. What do you say? Let's call him back, see if he's Indian. Say Bencho. Bencho. What? Yes, hi, I'd like to make an order.
Yeah, just a moment, please.
One banchod?
Sure, no problem, sir. Yeah, it's good, sir.
One banchod?
Sorry?
One banchod?
Okay, and one mother chod?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
One sister?
Okay.
Okay. How many fathers do you have that you can put in there?
How much you have?
I have lots. My friends have lots of dicks, so we can fuck them up.
How many fathers you have?
None.
You don't have none?
No, you have five.
You have five fathers. No. If you need some father, so just let me know on next. Let me know on next Father's Day, so I can give you extra fathers. If you buy five fathers, I can give you two fathers extra.
Well, you have five fathers. Let me have one.
No, you have. I can give you two fathers.
No, I have none.
Fathers.
I have...
Fuck you, man.
I have no fathers. That's what I'm calling. Yes, one order of eggs.
Yeah, just one moment. I'm going to transfer service.
One order of eggs.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, one eggs, I said.
Okay, can you just give me... Are you ordering a to-go?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second.
One eggs.
Can you just hold on for 1 second, please?
No.
Okay. What would you like?
One eggs.
Just eggs?
Mm-hmm. One eggs, one meat, one bread.
What do you mean meat?
One meat.
Do you want sausage? Do you want bacon?
Pork.
Yeah, so sausage or bacon.
No, just one meat. No, thank you. I don't need any upgrades. No, thank you.
No, I'm not offering you an upgrade. You're telling me you want meat, but you need to tell me what.
Well,
I
said eggs first, and you haven't even figured that out yet.
All right. So you said meat after that. What would you like as the meat?
One hot meat. Cooked meat with heat.
Can you just give me 1 second?
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Abby. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm making one order.
You would like to order?
Yep.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Hurry up.
Okay, and what would you like to order, sir?
Okay, one eggs.
Sorry?
One eggs.
One eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of eggs?
Cooked.
Sorry?
Cooked.
Cooked egg.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we have over easy, over medium.
Oh, no upgrades. No, just cooked eggs with heat.
So you mean boiled egg?
No, cooked. I need them cooked.
Okay, so how do you want us to cook, sir?
With heat.
That's what I'm...
With heat.
With heat?
Mm-hmm.
I know that, but how do you want your egg to look like?
I need them, well, you know, the egg yolk is yellow and the white part of the egg is white.
Okay, but still there are some ways to make the egg.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I know.
Telling you all,
thank you.
I'm telling you all the ways that we make the egg.
Great.
My question is, how do you want me to make your egg?
Oh, Madarchod?
Sorry?
Madarchod.
Madarchod. What is Madarchod?
It's motherfuck, you know? Madarchod.
Okay, so you are playing with us?
No, I am Banchod, so you bring your sister and I can chew her for you, and then you make the eggs Madarchod style.
Okay, are you done?
Well, your mother makes the eggs and you come from behind her and you fuck her, and it's Madarchod eggs.
Okay, are you done now?
How many fathers you have?
Are you done now?
No.
Okay, then...
Then what? Then what? Then what? Huh?
Good afternoon, Cluster Dennis. This is Abhi. How can I help you?
Yes, one eggs, please.
Okay, you stop calling, otherwise
no.
I'll call the police.
No, motherfucker.
Do you want to see that?
Yeah.
Oh, you stop calling here.
Motherfucker.
You better stop calling here.
Son of bitch.
Whatever you're saying, same to you.
Yeah, five fathers.
Okay, what kind of person you are?
I'm sick.
You're sick? Then deal yourself.
Deal myself? Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You fuck to put your dick in your hand and shake.
Oh, I know you know how to talk. All idiot talk.
I'm here now. I'm there now. I'm outside. Okay. Come outside.
Keep it to yourself.
Come
sir.
Outside and I'll deal you, motherfucker.
Okay, I know you're a brave man, so you're calling.
Uh-huh.
You're a brave man, I know that.
Come outside and I bring your sister in front of me.
Okay, just keep your mouth shut, man.
No, motherfucker, no.
Business.
Confront.
Go and do your business.
Confront of me. Okay, business.
Okay.
I want one scrambled eggs.
We are not taking any order from
one you. One scrambled egg!
We are not taking any
yes.
order from you.
Yes, order. Take order. I'm sorry, please.
We are not taking any order from you.
Please.
Sir.
Please.
Find some other best friend.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Okay, if you call one more time, I'm going to call the police.
No.
That he
is no.
Okay,
no.
Thank you for holding. This is Abhi. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was waiting on that order.
Okay, I'm going to call the police.
No, please, no.
Thanks.
No. Oh, it goes meet. One eggs?
I'm sorry?
One eggs?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm ordering one eggs.
1 second, hold on, sir.
Hurry up.
Speaking.
Hey, what did you need? What did you borrow?
Excuse me?
What did you borrow?
Borrow?
Yeah, you just said, can I borrow that? Please, I'll give it back.
It was a pen, sir.
Oh, yeah? You're going to give it back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to make an order, please.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
One eggs?
White eggs? How many would you like?
One eggs.
One egg?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of egg?
Cooked.
Would you like it scrambled over easy?
Cooked with heat.
Okay, somebody else is. I'm not doing it.
Why? Give me my pen.
I told you she wasn't going to give the pen back. She didn't want to give the pen back, huh?
Hello?
Yeah, you didn't want to give the pen back?
Oh, 1 second. Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, it's all good, okay.
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 I'm making an order?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
One eggs.
Okay. Yep, and how would you like your egg?
With heat, cooked with heat.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One eggs cooked with heat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else?
One meat.
One meat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, one bread.
One bread,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, one potatoes.
Okay. Wait, how would you like your bread?
Wait, sorry.
We don't have one bread. We don't have one bread, but we have two. Like, it comes in two.
Okay, two bread.
And then, okay, so for meat, for the meat as well, it's two slices.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, two bread, and that's wheat, and
no, with flour breads.
Sour, okay.
Okay.
And one potato, so like hash browns
with
or like
salt.
Red skin potatoes.
With salt?
Yeah. So, would you like fries or like red skin potatoes or like hash browns?
Yeah, use oil. Mm-hmm.
Do you want the hash browns, or do you want the red skin potato, or do you want the
foo?
Fries?
One foo?
For the potatoes.
No, foo. Foo?
Foo?
Mm-hmm.
Foo? I don't know what foo is.
I don't know either. I don't know.
Fruit?
Foo. Foo? Foo?
Foo? Okay, 1 second. Right. Let me just...
What is he asking for?
With what? Okay, this is what I'm asking. Like, what type of potatoes
do you want?
Anything,
food.
I'm sorry, you wanted potatoes.
Yeah, with foo?
With the food.
Foo. Foo?
I don't know what foo is.
I don't know what to tell you. It's pretty common. One potato, yeah, with heat, cooked with heat.
One potato?
Yeah, cooked with heat and salt.
You know we only have shredded hash browns and red skin potatoes, right? We don't have baked potatoes.
Well, just do, yeah, I just need one potatoes.
Which potatoes? The shredded hash browns or the Redskins?
The cooked one with oil, cooked with oil and heat and salt.
Do you want the chunky potatoes or the shredded ones?
The foo.
Sorry, there is no such thing.
Okay, starch. The ones with starch?
Okay, so you do realize that all potatoes have starch, yeah?
Not all of them. If you cut them a certain way and you blanch them, they don't.
You don't...
Huh? Huh? I gotta take a shit. Apologize. Should be going for about another... till the top of the hour. Top of the hour, and then I'm done. Calling Denny's in Canada. Seems like the ones in Calgary are Indian-owned for the most part.
Hi, Ben. Nice to speak.
I'd like to make an order.
Sure.
And are you Indian?
Pardon me?
Are you Indian?
No.
Indian owned, though?
Pardon me?
Is the manager an Indian?
No.
Okay, good. That's good. Because I don't like Indians.
Oh. Okay, what can I get for you?
Want eggs?
Eggs?
No. Yeah.
Pardon me?
One eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how would you like your eggs?
Cooked.
Okay, what else would you like?
One meats.
Meat?
Mm-hmm.
So, we have bacon, sausage, or ham?
Yeah, meat.
Which one would you like?
Whatever.
Okay.
One breads.
Okay. Would you like white, brown, rye, sourdough, or multigrain?
Baked bread.
Pardon me, which kind would you like?
Baked. Sliced baked. Yeah.
But, I mean, what kind? White, brown, rye, multigrain, or sourdough?
Whatever's made out of flour and, like, leavening agents. Some salt, a little bit of sodium in there. Sodium bicarbonate.
Okay, just give me one moment.
Beef tips, garlic salt. Leftover corn cob and ribs. Ramen noodles, grilled chicken.
Anything else?
Can I get a total, please?
Yep. It's 10:28.
Okay, and how long will it be?
That'll be about 10 minutes.
All right. Okay.
Can I just grab your name and number, please?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
What's your number?
701-2014. My name is Guy LaPointe.
Sorry, that's 701-2014. Okay.
And my name is Guy LaPointe.
And is the error code just 403?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, I need one order.
Sorry?
Yeah, order. I'm making an order.
Sure.
I boil the water and I put the shit in, and then I put the brick in and put a plate over the top and let the steam cook the rest.
Sorry?
I boil the water and put the shit in and put a brick in and put a plate over the top and let the steam cook the rest. Hello? Hey! Hey,
hi.
I want to make an order, one coffee.
So, just, do you want the regular drip coffee, or?
I want it made with water.
So, Americano?
No, coffee.
Yeah, so do you want regular drip coffee, or?
Yeah, made with heat, make it with heat.
Okay.
One banchod? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, one banchod?
Sorry, what do you want?
One banchod? You have
so
that?
No, you mean...
Yeah, boil the water, put the stuff in, and put the brick in, and put a plate over it, and let the steam cook it.
Can I get your name?
Yep, Guy LaPointe.
Sorry, can I get your spell?
You what?
How to spell your name?
Guy.
Yeah.
LaPointe, LAPOINTE.
So do you want just two drip coffee, regular size?
I want one coffee made with heat, brewed. The other one I want you to boil the water, put the shit in, and put the brick in, and put a plate on the top, and let the steam cook it.
Okay, what time are you going to come by here?
When is it ready?
Okay, maybe it'll take just 2 minutes to make that.
It'll take what? What'll take?
It'll take 2 minutes for you.
2 minutes for maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll be there in 12.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Do you have sister? Stupid. I don't want to do a show anymore. I don't want to do anymore.
Great day for getting warehouses. Sean, how may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
For carry-out order?
Yep.
All right. Let me grab something to write here with, and I can help you out.
Okay.
All right. What's your name?
Cross.
What can I get for you today?
I want to boil the water, put the shit in, put the brick in, and put a plate over the top, and let the steam cook the rest.
Okay. Really?
Yep.
What can I do for you, buddy?
One spaghetti.
With spaghetti with what?
Boil spaghetti.
You want me to boil spaghetti?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have a nice day.
No. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Four.
Huh?
Four. Hey, I wanted to make an order for the sauces, the fire sauce. I want to put it in my ramen noodles.
I'm sorry?
When I come in, what do I have to buy in order to get some fire sauce? I want like as many packets as I can get because I like to put it in my ramen noodles.
I don't know. Hold on, let me give you to a manager.
Oh, get a white man.
Who is, hello?
Yeah, can you get like a white man?
I'm sorry, we could track your number. Could you please stop calling the store playing?
No, I'm not playing. I'm actually trying to find out what the rule is.
We don't go by color here, sir.
Well, I go by fire sauce. Those are only the colors I see is the ones, the colors of the sauce packets. You know the red one?
Hold on, let me give you to my manager. Hold on.
Please.
If everything looks correct on your screen, sir, fire and closing out the window. Thank you.
Hurry up. What's the wait?
What's the drink, sir?
No, what's the wait? I had to wait a long time. You were sitting there taking a lot of orders and stuff, you know?
I'm sorry?
You were sitting there taking a lot of orders and stuff.
This game's wrong.
Yes,
there you go. There's your answer.
Right now, I'm doing the best I can do. How can I help you?
Oh, you need help? You need, like, some men to work there to help out? I don't know what to do?
No, I don't.
Is there a man manager I can talk to? Like a white man?
I'm sorry?
Is there like a white man manager I can talk to?
No. How could I help you?
Well, I was trying to get information about getting some fire sauce. I like a lot of it because I like to put in my ramen noodles.
Yeah, that's not possible.
Well, how many do you... What's the limit per... Like, say if I get a 5-layer burrito machine, how many can I have?
You can have 2 sauces.
Well, how come that black girl over there gave me like 5 of them and now she says she can't?
Sir, I do not know. Did you get sauce that you asked for?
Yeah, I asked, can I have some extra? She said, yeah, sure, honey. And she gave me 5 more. I had 7 total. But now, that was last week, and now I'm coming in the same black girl says I can only have 2. And she said, talk to the manager if you got a problem. She said like that, talk to this. She said, talk to the stupid manager, she said. She said that... She said it was her stupid manager's fault. She said, I hate my manager. It's her fault. She said...
Who? You came in today?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one's done.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
over.
Not sure.
It's,
you only get 2 sauces for per one item.
Yeah,
that's
but
it.
she gave me 7 one time. So that's not true.
Okay, well, I'm not sure who you're talking about. The only people working is me and a new girl, and this is her first day, so I don't know
the new
who
girl,
you're talking about.
The new girl said you're an asshole, she was saying.
Okay, sir, is there anything else that you really
she
need?
She said that to me. I came through. She
okay,
said,
is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, I need more sauce than two, motherfucker.
I'm sorry, that's not going to happen. I have caller ID, and I will inform the police of your
Shut up. Shut up, labia. Shut up, bitch.
What better time than now?
I'm eating ham. Nom, 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 nom. Nom, 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 nom. Well, feel the full blast! I'm half paying attention to soccer. Sorry. Yeah, Sloth does spam, and he's Hitler also. He's a Nazi. Chat Nazi. Song goes out to Sloth. Yeah. I'm really out of ideas. Chat room, you better come up with ideas or I'm going to leave early. 30 minutes left. Let's call some juice. Let's see if the juice place is open. Oh, you're open.
Yes, we are open.
Oh, oh, happy Canada Day, honey. Sexy.
Oh, yeah. Happy Canada Day.
All right, motherfucker. I wanted to make an order. One juice.
Okay.
One cold juice with fruit.
What kind of juice is that?
Fruit.
Sorry, are you going to pick it or you want to order this?
Mm-hmm. I'll make an order.
Yeah, I know you're making an order, but, like, are you going to pick it in a few minutes?
I'm going to come pick it up. What do you mean? I don't understand. What's so hard to understand?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my question. If you're going to pick it in here. So
I'm
going to
pick my asshole in there. I'm going to put fingers in my ass there.
Excuse me. You don't have to use those language.
Oh, I thought I was on mute. I was joking with my son. I'm sorry.
Okay. So are you going to order?
Yeah, I did already. One juice.
What kind of juice? We have a lot of juices.
Fruit.
We have apple, carrots,
fruit,
orange.
Fruit.
We don't have a fruit juice.
You don't have fruit juice? What kind of juice you have? Vegetable juice? Bullshit?
Yeah. We have a vegetable juices.
That's it? No fruit, motherfuckers.
We have a Maui juice as well, which has an orange, pineapples, and banana. Mm. What kind of juice do you want?
Cold?
Everything in booster juice is cold.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. That's
so
good.
Kind of, all right. I believe you don't want an order.
Yeah, I do.
I have a lot of pineapple customers.
Hey, a pineapple. Pineapple.
What kind of pineapple?
Juice?
Is it a smoothie? Because we don't have a pineapple
you
juice.
You have a pineapple
first,
juice.
Okay?
You have a, yeah.
We don't have a pineapple juice.
Oh,
first,
what?
Okay?
One smoothie.
The pineapple that we have is a smoothie.
Okay, one smoothie.
What size is that?
With cold?
I told you many times. We have all cold. I'm asking you now the size.
With ice?
Size.
Ice.
S-I-Z-E.
I-C-E.
Size.
Ice.
Everything has an ice.
Just one ice. I just want one ice, okay?
All right. I don't get what you want.
All right. How about, okay, let's try this way. One smoothie, hold the fruit, and no ice.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll just wait for you to come here then.
No, you better have it ready, motherfucker.
Excuse me, you don't have to say those words to me.
Okay, well, you better have it ready. If it's not ready, I'm going to order it, and I'm not going to pay.
Unfortunately, I can't continue this conversation with you anymore.
Stupid.
Thank you, bye.
Stupid.
I'm
Marta Lee Starbucks, Aaron speaking.
Yeah, one coffee.
You would like a coffee?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
One caramel macchiato American with whip, fudge, double spaces, on the rocks, cooked with heat. Green coffee
second.
Bean.
1 second.
Okay.
One second. Just 1 sec. I'll let you talk to my manager.
Gee, is it a man? A white man?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Oh, you can come in and make an order. It's not a problem.
It's an urgent thing. I have to make sure that it's ready when I'm there because I have an erection and I have to take care of it. You heard him back there. He's rattling off a bunch of weird stuff. I'd like to make an order, one chicken.
Safeway Wine and Spirits.
Yeah, one chicken, one potatoes.
This is the liquor store.
This is Safeway.
This is the liquor
Safeway.
Store. Safeway.
Safeway,
wine and
yay. Store. One order.
Unless you want the liquor store, you've got the wrong
Unless
number.
You want a punch in the face, you better take my order, motherfucker.
Business hours on Canada Day. Please make a selection from the following choices.
Okay.
One moment, please.
Good afternoon, Garrison. Let's stay with the
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Hey, happy Canada Day. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to make an order, one meat.
Pardon me?
One meat.
Oh, the meat department? Okay, just hold on.
I want to make an order for meat.
An order for meat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me put you to the meat department. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, Department Chad speaking.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Good.
Loose Chad.
Yeah.
All right, I wanted to make an order for one meat.
Okay.
One meat, mm-hmm. Package, cold. Okay. Two units of fish.
Pardon me?
Your excuse. Go ahead.
No, I'm not following, sorry.
One meat, cold, packaged, and 2 units of fish.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. When can that be ready, and what's the total?
Hey, 1 second here.
Okay. Oh, America almost get a goal, but the monkeys blocked it. Look at that black guy in the Belgium team. He's not from Belgium. Whatever.
Good afternoon, Garrison Wood Safeway. Bill Spanopio.
Making an order for one meat, cold package.
Cold package. I'm not following. What
one,
kind of order of meat?
One meat, cold meat.
Cold meat for which? I don't understand. I'm not following you, sir.
From the machine?
This is a grocery store.
Yeah, I know. This is the meat department.
And what did you want to order?
What meat?
What kind of meat? What kind of meat did you want?
Cold meat.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what you're asking for.
Two fish.
I still don't. What kind of fish did you want?
From the sea, ocean fish.
Okay.
Water.
You have a good day.
Water fish, motherfucker.
Have a good day.
Bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah. I'll enjoy myself. That's a polite way of saying fuck you. Go enjoy yourself. That's what they say in Canada. Go enjoy yourself. Go jerk off. All I do is complain. I'm Zach De La Rocha. All I do is complain about the man and the government and me.
Good afternoon, Shannon Appy.
Hello!
Hi, how are you?
You sounded very effeminate when you picked up the phone.
Well, I am feminine.
Okay, good. I wanted to make an order.
What kind of order would you like?
One tea time.
At what time?
Well, preferably for tomorrow. I don't know if you're going to be closed for the stupid faggot holiday.
No, the holiday's today. We're open. We're rocking.
Oh, good. Yeah, so I'm going to bring my baseball bat.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to hit the balls with the baseball bat off the green. This is a golf course, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to hit the baseball bat. I'm going to use the baseball bat to hit the golf balls off the grass.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And when I get upset,
you got a pretty high T, right?
What?
You got a pretty high T, right?
Yeah, sure, buddy. Whatever you say, Mr. Canadian. Oh, chuckle.
Yeah.
Hee hee hee.
What's happening?
Yeah, and I'm gonna bring I'm gonna burn some flags on the green, some Canadian flags. I'm going to bash a fucking golf cart to pieces with my baseball bat, and then I'm going to throw that fucker in the water.
There's no water on this course, so...
There's no
water? I think you're all right, yeah.
There's no water?
No.
Oh, can I drive a golf course, like, far away, super far? Like, just keep driving with it? Is there somewhere I can crash it off of, or...?
No.
Oh,
no.
I can bring the water.
You can bring water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got a gasoline tanker I converted to hold drinking water, potable water.
Okay, I'm just going to put you on hold for a sec.
Fuck you. That's a shitty golf course with no water. Fuck that. Sloth played golf in high school. He was on the varsity golfing team. Pennsylvania High School. Roaming around Calgary, looking for places to call. Here's another Tim Hortons. They seem to be pretty boring, Tim Hortons. They're very no-nonsense there, but I'll try it. Wheelchair Megan, it's Rage Against the Machine, obviously. And I know you're a troll. Be careful. Don't be mean, nasty, Wheelchair Megan. I know who I think you might be. And be nice, okay? Be nice. That was a huge missed opportunity by the United States. Holy shit. Was that Dempsey? Holy crap, I just caught that at the corner of my eye. Here's a replay. Oh, man. Right off the homie's head.
Gordon.
Hey, how you doing, honey baby?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Ralph Littlejohn. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. I'm watching the game. I love this soccer. What are you guys calling here in Canada? Soccer or football?
Soccer.
Oh, yeah. You like it? You like watching it?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, my name is Ralph Littlejohn. I wanted to make an order.
Okay.
Okay, one sister, one banchud.
Sorry?
One banchud.
Sorry?
One banchud.
You want bench? Oh, I don't know. Sorry, wrong number.
Oh, you don't? You like cricket? You like to watch cricket?
Yeah.
Oh, you're Indian then?
No, I'm not Indian though.
Oh, where are you from? Nepal?
No.
Where?
I'm from Canada.
Yeah, but where are your people from?
Yeah, I'm Canadian. I'm white.
Oh, yeah, you are?
Yeah.
What was your name?
My name is John.
Oh, yeah, John. My name is John. Can I talk to a white man, please?
All right.
End of the second half, Belgium tied 0-0 with the United States, also known as USA. Thank you. Sleep in the fire, yeah. Burn your shit, motherfucker. Yeah. What's the prank we did today about putting people in the fire? That's what the song's about. Forget what it was. March around.
Calling Best Buy. For store hours, press 1. For store address, press 2. For questions about BestBuy.ca orders, reserve online and pick up in store, or to place a product on hold, press 3. For assistance from a sales associate, press 4. If you... Hello, Best Buy Whistle?
Yeah, I wanted to ask someone what the best camera is to record movies inside the movie theater.
Okay.
Like to pirate them?
To pirate them? Mm-hmm. I don't know, because... Okay, let me just go talk to the manager.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so we can't aid you to break the law and be illegal, but if you want to use it for other reasons, you can definitely come in. We'll help you.
Okay, yeah, because I already have a copy of it, so it's not illegal, you know?
Okay.
Like,
so,
I downloaded a cam copy of it, but I want to make my own better copy of Transformers with Telesync, you know?
Well, next time, maybe you should leave the illegal part out, that we can help you find a good camera.
I didn't say illegal, ever.
I know, but piracy is illegal.
Victimless crime.
I guess so.
What am I calling Hollywood or something? What the fuck?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, whatever. Bye.
Peace.
She's pretty cool. Wow, I want to finger her. What? Did I just say that? Let's call the movie theater right next door and ask them about that. Although, it probably will go to their automated line. Let me see if I can get someone. It's okay because I already downloaded a copy of it.
Hi, thank you for calling the Cineplex Odeon West Hills movie line. If at any time during this recording you wish to return to the main menu, please press the star key. Please select one of the following options. For information on movie listings and their show times, please press 1. For information on birthday party packages, please press 2. For information on admission prices, please press 3. If you would like to leave a message for a member of the management team, please press 4.
If at any time during this recording you wish to return to the main menu, please press the star key.
One moment, please. The operator is not available.
Fucking
if
asshole.
At any time during this recording you wish to return to the main menu.
Thank you for calling the Cineplex Odeon West Hills birthday party line and mailbox. We are
it's all mailboxes, see? I told you. Alright, extra time is about to start here on the game machine. All the boys are huddling up and giving their secrets. Now they're lining up on the green. On the green pitch. The pitch. They're getting ready to kick the ball far away, far. They kick it really hard, really fast. Oh, this is a good song right here. I'll stay on a few more minutes. I did say till top of the hour. That time on my PC always runs like 4 or 5 minutes slow, so you got me for another 4 or 5. Just gotta find somewhere I can prank. We'll go a little north of here. Think the Mormons are open? I don't think so. The frontier of laws. They try to escape across the street where Jesus stripped. Let's see if the LDS is open. Yeah.
Could not be completed.
Maybe I'm out of credit. Shattered somewhere within. Well, that ain't gonna work. His thoughts like 100 miles. There's a pharmacy. I don't want to call that. Somewhere within. Shell station. Let's see if there's any banchos there. Always fun. Ha ha ha. Belgium has scored, motherfucker. Hey boy, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, good. I want to make an order for one banchud. Hello?
What?
One banchud.
Who's calling?
Cross.
Who's that?
Me.
That's okay.
Okay, thank you. Well, so, I need banchud.
Yeah, it's done. It's on your way.
Okay. And do you have sister then for me?
What?
Do you have your sister for me then to make chud?
Yeah, okay. Done.
Okay. And what about mother?
Yeah, that's done too.
Okay, good. How many fathers you have?
Whatever you want, man. I got 5.
Okay, I'm going to fuck them all in the ass.
No problem, man.
Okay,
no problem.
Motherfucker, you're going to come front of me too.
All right, no problem.
Okay, you come front and bring sister.
All right, done.
God.
What else do you want?
Damn it, motherfucker, monkey.
What else, man? Everything for you, no problem.
Yeah, your monkey fell out of the tree.
Okay,
monkey
done.
Fell out of the tree with his coconut.
All right.
Little monkey baby. Mm-hmm. Little sister, nice and cute, pretty vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's it?
Yeah, you have dark skin?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like.
That's good.
I like ass pussy. Yeah, I like.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's it, man? Done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm out of time anyway. It's time for end the show.
All right. No worries, man. Bye.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm in a bad mood because USA might lose now. Probably will lose unless they score here in the next few minutes. Motherfucker. Bye.